And our first keynote address is Maximising Access to Content Through Connectivity for Education and Leisure. And I'd like to welcome Peter Asman to the floor here, who's Head of ICT and Regulated Markets at O2. Welcome, Peter, and thank you for leading the keynote address. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. I'm sure a lot of you have heard a lot of news about O2 in the press over the last couple of years, and we seem to always be there. We seem to be going through some sort of change or some sort of diversity and some sort of change within our environment and what we're trying to achieve. But probably one of the biggest changes for me, which I've experienced quite recently after 10 years of being in the business, was our CEO has decided to move on to a bigger, better job in the States. And we had a leaving bash for him quite recently, and he kind of, on his leaving comment, he kind of said something that really resonated with me. And he said, you know, people of our generation spend too much time trying to do well, and then once we've done well, we can do good. But if we realize that actually by doing good, we'll end up doing well anyway, surely we should be thinking about doing both at the same time. And within O2, we really, really strongly believe, and that is our ethos of what we try to drive across our customer base and across our partners today. We put our customers and our people at the centre of everything we do. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that today. Before I do, probably important that I set the scene a little bit today. We know that there are over 2 million people with sight loss or blind within the UK market today. We know that within the next 10 years, that's probably going to grow to about 2.7 million, which is quite a lot of people that will need to be able to have digital content. We know that every company will ever stand in front of you and say, you know, we're moving digital, we're going digital. Digital have won. Digital is there. It's the next technology that's coming along. And us as O2 need to make sure that we're forefront of being able to deliver that. Now, the reason that sight loss is becoming more prevalent is because of we've got a much more of an aging population. It's been driven by obesity and diabetes, as we all know. But it's important us as a company are at the forefront of understanding what is necessary so that we can give digital content to the people today. So, what do I do? I'm head of ICT and digital for regulated markets and public sector. And my job is to go to organisations and to people like yourself and say, right, how can we develop a partnership where we can actually take content out to your members, out to the people that are actually using you today? And if we think about some of the customers that we've taken on this journey, Network Rail would be a great example of that, where today they have done something in the tune of 10 million different digital records that move across their base. They have something in the tune of 20,000 iPhones and iPads being used by their user today to be able to increase productivity so trains can actually move better. And digital has actually helped them save £100 million worth of taxpayers' money year on year because of using digital technologies. And we were very much at the forefront at helping them to achieve that. So how do we do this? How do we take this to you guys, and how do we make it so much more accessible? And we strongly believe that we start internally. We start with the way we do business today. And in February, the beginning of 2015, we have a graduate program, and the graduates move around our business. They have 6 months different cycles in different areas within our business. And this particular graduate program in February last year took one of the graduates who had specific skills in accessibility to our labs. Now, as you can well imagine, as a mobile phone provider, we have fantastic labs. We test every application, we test every device, we test absolutely everything that ends up in your hands. We make sure is properly tested and is durable and you know, device isn't going to blow up in your hands, for instance. So what this particular individual did was went into our labs and said, right, okay, we need to look at our business and how we can actually create a much more of an accessible environment to our internal people and to make our internal stakeholders better. So what this graduate did is he presented to our CIO and our head of channel and innovation. And it was really around a strategy of how we could change our outward-facing applications like My O2, which is around your billing, around our billing engine, around priority moments, which if you're an O2 user, you should have priority moments because it gives you loads of discount in lots and lots of stores. And how can we give accessibility to people that are visually impaired, have sight loss today? Now, in November of last year, It was Telefonica as a whole has a global awards scheme where the best application or the best ideas will be moved forward and will be put in front of an award ceremony. And this particular accessibility program got into the finals, which, bearing in mind that Telefonica is a global organization and there's global movements all over the world that are trying to get part of this this program. And what comes with that is investment. It comes with the ability for us to be able to spend more money to make this particular project go to the next stage. It was presented to our COO, Derek McManus, earlier this year, where he actually gave the investment to bring on a full-time specialist, a digital accessibility specialist, just to do this very thing. So everything we're doing today has got digital accessibility in everything we actually do. So when we come to organizations like RNIB, we want to talk about partnership. My role is really to talk about partnership. How can we make it that much more easier? How can we make it that much more accessible to everything you do? Look at the content. How do we change it? How do we make it readable? How do we make it visible? And at the same time, what we do is, you know, one of the things that people always say is, you know, you're more likely to pay your mobile phone bill than you are your mortgage. So we want to make it, a little bit more cost effective for people within the RNIB and the members to be able to have a cheaper tariff. So with part of the RNIB solutions team, we've actually launched what we call our O2 Open, which is very exclusive for our corporate customers. But what RNIB and us have done is we're launching it out to the members. So next time you come to renew your tariff, make sure you have the open connection with you, and you'll be able to get a 20% discount on your tariff over the period of your contract. So it's quite important to do that. So these are the kind of things that we're trying to do. And the whole purpose of trying to do this is it's all around education as well. We know there's 40,000 sight loss people within between the ages of 18 and 25 today. So being able to give them the ability to be able to get into ICT technology, to be able to use technologies like an iPhone and actually get that proper accessibility is very, very important to us. Which kind of leads me on to the next bit, which is RNIB Bookshare, which I'm sure a lot of you have actually used today. RNIB Bookshare is a partnership with Benetech. Benetech is a US non-for-profit organization. And it's all about making sure that they have accessibility to a much larger data source of information and being able to link into that. So our job is the connection into that and making sure it's more visible to getting out there. And through pioneering work with O2 on the O2 network, we've managed to get 81 trialists between 11 and 18 to be able to access this information through our RNIB website, so we can actually get this going today. We also take it to the next stage as well. We have a program called Think Big. Think Big is our internal code name for actually the work that we do in the environment outside within our communities. And what we do to school children is we say to them, if you come up with an idea that will make Think Big look like something you want to take to the marketplace, and we put it through an evaluation criteria, we'll give them £300 to be able to take that out. Then that can go up to about £1,000 at any one time. What we're doing specifically with the RNIB is making that £300 £500. So if they come to us with an idea that fits into our Think Big strategy, we'll fund it for them with £500. RNIB in our pocket. In your pocket, should say. At O2, we are committed to ensuring everyone can enjoy our products and services. We really are proud of our partnership with RNIB, Samsung, and Australian software developer Real Thing, and the RNIB Pocket. We hope this will be the first of many innovation projects to deliver inclusive and affordable digital technologies to the RNIB and to the RNIB customers and members. This is really where we're all about. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get that content out to the able to people so you can actually use it and get it today. Why can't, as a sight loss person, be able to see the news at the same time that everybody else can and not wait for the postman to come and get there? Now, I have got a video which I'd just like to show you very quickly on the RNIB in your pocket. So could we just run the video clip, please? Thank you.
List newspapers.
Listing the newspapers, 23 to come. 1, Albert information.
I'm Hilary and I was born premature, which is the reason why I'm visually impaired.
My name's Claire. I'm the product manager for literacy, braille literacy here at RNIB. And RNIB in your pocket is loaded onto a smartphone. It allows the person to give a very simple command, for example, find newspaper articles or find podcasts or find books. So it makes technology accessible. It makes it less scary for those who use technology and never have had the courage to before.
It just didn't occur to me, I think, that I could have access to newspapers. They were really just a closed book. But this is just so easy and so immediate. You just have to press a button and ask for what you want. So it's almost like having a person reading to you and communicating with you.
Kyle Marshall, I live in Hartlepool.
My name's Louise Marshall, and Kyle's mum.
RNIB Bookshare is mainly for children who want to be able to access the same books that their peers do at school.
Before I used to read, it was harder because books had to be in big binds and they always had to come in different sections. But now books are all together and easier and they're stored in one place, so it makes it easier to access.
Well, I think Kyle will find it easier, and obviously he doesn't have to look around them big A4 books. So you'll still look a little bit different because you'll have the tablet and the other kids won't, but it'll look different in a better way. So I don't think he was as confident as what he is now. He loves to read and he is a very intelligent young lad, and he was held back a bit at school because of his reading, and I think now, especially with his GCSEs coming up, it'll benefit leaps and bounds from it.
So RNIB and O2 are working together to ensure that this technology is there for anyone who needs it and that it's accessible at an affordable price. Technology's opened up such a world which people never would have imagined would have been possible, and it can only get better from here. The technology can only evolve further and allow more and more people to access that world.
Thank you. Real Thing, the Australian software developer that developed that, are on our stand today, so please feel free to come and ask us any questions. I'm around all day today, so if you've got any questions that you want to ask me, try it. See, get yourself on O2 Open as well, so you can get the discount, and at the same time, look at O2 priorities and, you know, gain the discounts that we're getting to all our customers as well. It's all linked in together, it makes it a little bit easier for everyone to use. Thank you very much.